title, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Haley Dean Mysteries, A Will to Kill. A woman scrambles through a dark forest. Text, Kelly Martin. She trips and lands on the ground. Text, Giacomo Bisotto.
You can't scare me into killing this story. If the university won't publish it, then I'll find another paper who will.
A person strangles her.
You're finished. What are you doing? You can't shut me up. I told Haley everything.
The person tightens their grip on her neck. She falls to the ground. The strangler, wearing dark clothing and a mask, drags her away. Daytime. In a city office building, a woman works at a computer.
Are you adding French vanilla creamer? Is it your birthday or something? Just feel like I should treat myself a little more often.
Oh, we all should. You know, you seem a lot happier lately, Haley.
I am. Jonas and I are in a good place. I've got my old college friends back in my life. Family's good, work's good, friends are good.
Life is good.
It really is.
Well, it's great to see you like this. And you're right, by the way.
I love being right. What about exactly?
About being ready to reopen the murder case of your fiancé.
I think I am. I feel like I have the support I need and the emotional distance to manage reliving everything. Of course, that might be a different story once that evidence box is opened.
Well, you know, my door is always open.
Thank you.
Haley walks away. At night, she sits with three others at a bar.
Hey, I can't help it if my fame lives on.
Well, yeah, I could not be a doctor, but right now I'm in desperate need of one.
Oh, what's wrong?
My quads are screaming at me.
Mm-hmm. What's funny?
I took Fincher's first spin class today.
Oh, brave man.
Fincher? This Fincher? At a spin class?
He liked it.
Sure I did. No, because you know why? Because I burned so many calories today, I could have two desserts, right, Doc?
You can have one. Okay.
And he's back.
I would never left.
The sidewalk.
Oh, that was fun. I like Megan. She is smart.
You guys talked about doctor stuff half the night.
We went to the same medical school. I mean, what are the odds?
You probably figured them out to the nearest decimal point.
You think I'm a nerd?
I find your nerdy math brain very attractive, Jonas.
I'll take it.
I can't believe Fincher went to a spin class.
Made me go to a yoga class. It wasn't awful.
Yeah, but you didn't go to another one.
You're right. It was awful.
I knew it. Why didn't you say so?
It was the beginning of our relationship. I wanted you to like me.
But I like you for you, not for the things we do together.
I know. I knew that then, too.
But I don't think Fincher knows that.
Don't worry about Fincher. You have enough to deal with right now. Are you nervous about tomorrow?
A little.
Reopening Will's case is bound to be a bit overwhelming.
Well, I'll have Danny. I won't be by myself.
For what it's worth, Haley, I am proud of you, no matter what happens. And I think, from everything I've heard, Will would be too.
Haley smiles. Jonas puts his arm around her, and they continue to walk down the sidewalk. Daytime. Haley and Danny walk up to a city restaurant.
So this is where we had dinner. It's obviously a different restaurant now, but it was pretty fancy back then.
How did Will afford it?
No, I have wondered that myself.
According to the police file, Will paid for dinner in cash. Did he borrow it, maybe?
I asked him that because I was worried he was blowing his rent, but he wouldn't tell me. He just smiled.
I remember that smile. The "I'm not going to tell you, so don't waste your breath" smile.
Yeah, that's the one. I remember him saying something like, "There'll be lots more dinners like this once we're married."
Danny glances at Haley. Her face falls.
Sorry.
Don't be.
So we had dinner here, and then about 9 p.m. we walked to the car this way. I didn't know where he had parked. He dropped me off at the front door. It was raining when we got here. He refused to let me get wet. I was wearing my best outfit.
Chivalrous.
He said he had this secret parking spot. It was always empty, always free.
How did Will know about it? Did he come downtown a lot?
No, never. I mean, between school and baseball, he had no time.
It is a bit of a hike from the restaurant.
And back then, it was all body shops and warehouses here.
So at 9 p.m., it was a ghost town, which is why there weren't any witnesses.
I never thought twice about it. I was with Will. I always felt safe with Will.
They exchange glances, then continue walking. Later, they enter a back parking lot.
I don't know why I didn't have the courage to face this place before. That gun was pointed at me.
A flashback. Nighttime. Haley and Will walk hand in hand. A man appears through the fog and aims a gun.
It all just happened so fast, and I remember thinking that the shooter was out of his depth.
How so?
I don't know. Just the look on his face after the gun went off.
What kind of look?
Shock.
The shooter wears a hoodie. Haley looks at him. His eyes are wide.
And this realization that he had done something really, really bad. In hindsight, he'd shot the wrong person. I don't know why he didn't kill me, too. I'd never seen him before. And it didn't seem like Will recognized him.
In the flashback, Will grabs the man's gun.
Take it easy.
Will and the shooter struggle. The gun fires. Haley gasps. Will lays unconscious on the asphalt, a wound in his abdomen. The shooter dashes away.
I called 911. I don't know how long it took or what I did in the meantime. The ambulance showed up, but it was already too late. The shooter ran off that way.
She points down an alley toward a clearing.
That all matches what you told the detectives at the time.
So it's not helpful.
What we now know is that it wasn't just a simple robbery. The gun was pointed at you. That changes everything.
Except the lack of evidence. Why would someone want to kill me?
Later, Haley and Danny enter the Atlanta Police Department.
We have our own room?
I didn't want to be in the middle of everyone.
Thank you for that. Hi, Monty.
There's the case file up on the board for you to see.
A pencil sketch on the board.
It's been a long time since I've seen this. It's exactly how I remember him.
This sketch has been run through our system a few times, so our first task will be to age it and run it again.
The bullet was shot from a 9mm handgun, no match to anything in the system at the time. Interviews with the restaurant staff and a couple of cameras on the street of the restaurant corroborate your timeline.
There were no cameras around the alley at that time, and there was no one else in the vicinity. Even a plea to the public for help didn't yield anything.
I don't think there's much left for us to do with the evidence on file. The investigation was very thorough.
I'm going to re-interview anyone I can.
I'll handle the sketch and the bullet.
What can I do?
Maybe you could try and jog any memory you have from that time. If someone wanted you dead, there has to be a reason.
At home, Haley carries a cardboard box to the living room. Clyde stands nearby.
This is the last of the boxes from my parents' attic.
I got you some.
Oh.
A box of chocolates from my business trip to Switzerland.
How fancy.
Only the best for my friends.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very kind. Wow, I haven't been through this box since I packed it away.
It's gonna be okay. I'll just focus on the good memories.
Haley takes out a small case and opens it, pulling out a wilted rose.
Will tied my engagement ring to this. And yes, he pulled off all the thorns so I wouldn't hurt myself.
God, he always thought of everything, didn't he? What else is in that magical box of memories?
Look.
Haley pulls out a stack of old photos.
Wow, look how young we were.
Look at you, Brad. You're so cute.
Oh, speaking of cute, you and Will.
And there's Vivian. And Emma. Emma Harper, do you remember her?
Well, I remember that night at the lake house.
Me too. It was the night Will and I announced our engagement.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's why everybody looks so happy.
I think that this was the last time I saw Emma. Although it was a bit of a crazy time. Will died a few days after that.
Yeah, that was the last time we were all together.
That's right.
A photo of the strangled girl.
I wonder whatever happened to Emma.
Oh, didn't she get a job in France or somewhere?
That's right. Huh? That was weird. It was the middle of senior year. Maybe I'll try to track her down and see what she's been up to all these years.
At Haley's office.
Breaking news tonight. At this hour, Atlanta police reopen a high-profile cold case. And it's not just any cold case. It's the unsolved murder of Will Morgan, college baseball star, and most crucial, the then-fiancé of local celeb Haley Dean. Our felony...
I'd say Nancy Grace is a fan of yours.
Really? That's flattering.
Well, you never did lose a case.
Neither did she.
What you looking for? Or rather, who?
How can you tell?
I saw that you were on your sister's account. You only do that when you're looking for someone.
I'm trying to reconnect with an old college friend.
Right. How was the walk down memory lane?
It was a little sad, but it was mostly nice to remember.
Happy to hear it.
I'm having no luck finding her.
Well, not everyone uses social media, like you, for example.
Oh, that's true. I should do a more general search.
Haley pulls up a search engine bar.
It's odd.
Nothing?
A few references from back when we were in college, but nothing more recent.
Maybe she got married and changed her name.
Maybe, but there should be a picture or something. Nobody's invisible from the internet.
Everyone's on the internet.
Everyone except Emma.
Later, Haley walks with Venture.
What's going on with the investigation?
Well, Danny's been going through the old case file, and my job is to try and remember anything useful. But either my memory isn't what it used to be, or there isn't anything else to remember.
I'm going to bet on the latter.
There is one thing, but it's a bit of a stretch.
Stretch away, girl.
I had this friend back then. Emma Harper. She disappeared in the middle of senior year.
Well, what do you mean disappeared?
I guess she got this job offer in France and she just up and left before her degree was finished.
Well, you guess or you know?
That's the thing. I never heard from her again. No phone calls, no letters.
That is a bit weird.
I know, right?
So did you do anything about it at the time?
You know, I didn't. It was right around the time Will died.
Oh.
I think the last time I saw her was right before he died.
The timing is a bit suspicious, but I mean, stranger things have happened. You not able to find her, though?
Not on the internet, at least.
You tried through her family?
She has a half-sister, Olivia, but I've never met her.
It's about high time you did. Well, give me about an hour or so to track her down, and I'll get back to you.
Thanks.
All right. See you in a bit.
In a fancy coffee shop, Haley sits at a table for two with Olivia.
I mean, I don't know Haley. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where she is.
I'm sorry to bring it up after all these years.
Yeah, not at all. I think about her all the time. You know, we're half-sisters. My mother passed away when I was a kid, and then my father remarried Emma's mom. And then they were both killed in a car accident. So Emma's all the family I have. But if I'm honest, we were never very close.
So you haven't heard from her in a while?
Not since senior year. I was in China teaching English at the time, so we weren't talking much.
Did she call to tell you she was quitting school?
No. She would usually send a letter, but this time she sent an email saying that she got a job offer to be a foreign correspondent in France that she couldn't pass up.
That's right. I forgot about her dream of being a big shot reporter.
That was her dream job, and she would do anything to get it.
I believe it. She was always very determined.
You know, I went to France a few years ago, and I hired a private detective, and he couldn't find anything. And I check in with them a couple times a year, and still nothing.
Did she send you any other emails?
No, just the one, which was weird, because she wasn't really into email.
Do you still have the email?
I don't know. It was from her university account, so maybe they have a record.
I'm sorry I didn't reach out to you before, Olivia.
There was nothing you could do, Haley. If Emma wanted to disappear, she must have had a really good reason.
Haley with Mondi at a police station computer.
I don't have an active investigation on file. There's no missing persons report for Emma Harper.
It makes sense. Emma's half-sister is her only family, and she believed Emma's email.
Well, let me see if I can find her in the system.
She pulls up a Georgia license.
Here's her driver's license from back then. It expired that year and hasn't been renewed since.
The PI Emma's sister hired in France didn't find one either.
No activity under her social security number.
Haley answers a call from Fincher.
Hey, just heard from my guy at the State Department.
And?
Emma had a passport.
But it expired years ago. And get this, it was never used.
Never? So no trip to France?
Not on a U.S. passport.
So she never left the country?
Looks that way.
So where has she been all these years?
Good question.
Thanks.
Haley enters an office building. Clyde is in the lobby.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, what a nice surprise.
Oh, I'm not here for you. I'm here for Brad.
Brad? Should I be offended?
Not unless you were secretly dating Emma. You weren't, were you?
No. No, I can honestly say I never had any romantic interest in Emma whatsoever. Besides, I'm not the type of guy that would ever make a move on one of my friend's girls. And I've known Brad my entire life. Come on, I'll take you up to him. It's good to see you.
You too. I guess everyone in the construction world knows each other.
Now, Brad's family is construction royalty. Go back generations. One of the most powerful firms in town.
Strange that he doesn't work for them.
That's a lot of pressure, taking over the family business. Besides, Brad wanted to be an architect, not a CEO.
Which I'm sure suited you nicely.
Yeah, I do like working with people I can trust.
I think Will would have gotten a kick out of it.
Who knows, maybe I could have gotten Will to come work for me, too.
Now that I would have liked to have seen.
What's that supposed to mean?
He was your captain. He was used to giving you orders, not taking them. At least on the baseball field.
Diamond. It's a baseball diamond.
Oh, sorry. Can I tell you a secret?
Always.
I never liked baseball.
Wow. You never really know someone, do you?
In his office, Haley shows photos to Brad.
This takes me back. I remember this night so clearly. Emma really broke my heart.
By leaving?
I always felt a bit responsible. I mean, we got into a big fight before this photo was taken.
What did you fight about?
Stupid stuff.
Like?
Why do you want to know?
I was hoping to track down Emma. I thought you might know where she ended up.
No way. Vivian would not like it if I was in contact with Emma.
Well, she can't be jealous. You guys have been married forever.
You don't remember. I guess you're too wrapped up in your bubble with Wilson notice, but Vivian and Emma did not get along. Emma was convinced that Vivian was trying to steal me from her.
Is that what you fought about?
I told her it was nothing, but she didn't believe me. She broke up with me on the spot. She wouldn't even let me drive her home. That night was one of my biggest regrets. I never saw her again.
I didn't know.
Because I didn't tell anyone. I figured she was just overreacting, but then she took off. Hard for me to believe that wasn't because of me.
Well, this obviously still stings. Did you ever try to find her?
What would be the point? Besides, Vivian and I are happy. She's always been there for me.
Well, I guess things worked out for the best.
Elsewhere.
Emma, why would I know where she is? We were barely even friends back then.
Well, anything you know would be helpful. I'm just trying to reconnect with her.
Last I heard, she went to France, leaving Brad shattered.
Do you remember that night at the lake house when Will and I announced our engagement?
Vaguely.
Did you know that Brad and Emma had a big fight that night over you?
Who told you that?
Is it true?
Well, it's no secret I didn't like Emma, but Brad was lucky to get away from her. She cared more about that stupid school newspaper than her man.
Right, the newspaper. Wasn't she working on a big story at the time?
She was always working on some big story. Ditching Brad to follow some lead or another. So I made sure I was always there to keep him company.
Like that night at the lake, when Emma refused to go home with Brad after they had that big fight?
Oh, I doubt that was the reason. They fought all the time, though Brad doesn't remember it that way. She didn't deserve him.
Did you ever see Emma again after that night?
She never came by Brad's to apologize, if that's what you mean. And I would know. I was there 24/7 picking up the pieces she left behind.
And you guys have been together ever since?
Emma taking off was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Haley eyes Vivian with suspicion.
Honestly, I don't remember the last time I saw Emma. It's been a long time.
I mean, maybe it was that night at the lake?
Maybe, or maybe on campus.
What's in your mind, Clyde?
Is that obvious?
Something's bothering you.
Haley and Clyde stop walking.
Don't get mad at me, promise?
Okay.
What if that gun wasn't pointed at you? What if you've just wanted it to be so you could try to make sense of what happened?
I have asked myself that question 100 times, but I know what happened. It couldn't be clearer to me. I just don't know why.
Hey, what if I were to post on the reunion website just to see if anyone knows where Emma is these days?
I think that's a great idea.
Right? Consider it done.
And please don't be afraid to be honest with me. Promise?
I promise not to be afraid of you?
That's close enough.
Haley and Danny at the police station. Danny holds the photos.
Okay, so February 17th, you and Will announce your engagement at Clyde's Lake House in front of Vivian, Brad, Emma, and Clyde. And the same night these photos were taken.
That was the last time I saw Emma. She might have been on campus in the next few days, but nobody saw her after Will died, February 21st.
So I think we can tentatively say Emma disappeared between February 17th and the 21st. I'm working on getting her attendance records from the university.
What about the college newspaper?
What about it?
I remember her saying she was working on something really big at the time.
It's worth checking out. I'll add it to Emma's file.
Anything new on Will's case?
Well, you've run the sketch and bullet through the state database. No matches. We sent it to the FBI, so still a ways to go. Monty and I have scheduled interviews with some of the witnesses, the ones we could track down. That's our next step.
You don't sound hopeful.
It's a long shot under the best of circumstances.
Haley and Fincher eat lunch at a park near a food truck.
Oh, it's delicious, but I can't. I'm full.
Me too.
You just left half your food on the plate.
Well, so did you. Should I be worried about you too?
Says the human vacuum cleaner who just left half his food on his plate. I should be worried about you.
I'm just not feeling it today. My back is sore.
More spinning?
No. Mushroom picking.
Megan's idea, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Tromping through the forest, foraging for fungus, isn't the bonding experience you think it would be.
Doesn't sound so bad.
For 4 hours? In the rain?
How did mushroom picking even come up to begin with?
I may have mentioned that I'd rather work out of outdoors and in.
Okay, so instead of telling her that you don't like spinning, you tried to get around it by suggesting an alternative.
Seemed like a foolproof strategy.
And I take it you haven't been honest with her yet.
I really like her, Haley. I don't want to blow this.
I'm sure the truth will come out eventually. It's okay if you guys have different interests.
And if she doesn't like me for me, then it's not meant to be.
Exactly.
I'm not willing to risk it.
Just tell her how you feel. Otherwise, who knows what you'll have to deal with.
But I survived spin class. I survived foraging the forest for fungus for 4 hours in the rain. I can survive anything.
Haley checks her phone.
It's Brad. Hi, Brad.
Haley. I realized after we talked that I still had some unresolved feelings about Emma, so I thought I should talk to resolve my feelings.
That's great. I'll let you know when I find her.
That's the reason I'm calling. I found Emma.
Where is she?
Well, I didn't physically find her, but I found the next best thing. Her online profile page.
Really? Because I looked earlier and I didn't find anything.
Well, I'm sure it's her. I tried to message her, but the feature's disabled.
Can you see anything?
Not really. Her posts are private, for friends only. I put in a friend request, so hopefully she'll check the page soon.
Can you send me a link?
For sure.
Thanks. Brad found Emma on social media.
Maybe you missed it. You're not the most savvy person in social media-wise.
I am not ashamed of that, in the least. But it's just weird. Clyde posts about her on the reunion page, and then suddenly Brad finds her on the internet?
Maybe it's a coincidence.
You don't believe in coincidences.
Neither do you. Doesn't mean they never happen. I'm gonna need my more bacon to go, bro.
At a computer bank.
Really appreciate this, Ethan. I know your computer genius is in high demand these days.
Honestly, this is the most interesting thing I've done all day. I always look forward to your calls.
Go talk Cousin Danny.
Oh, I won't. You know, anyone can sign up to social media accounts using any name and any fake email.
Are you saying there's no way to know if this page is real or not?
Well, as you already saw here, the page was created in 2007, which is just after the site opened up to the public.
That's right, I remember. It was a pretty big deal at the time.
So, to have an account from the very beginning, but not have any posts, private or otherwise, that's weird.
Well, some people like to have a page so they know what everybody else is doing.
Lurkers. Though, checking in on other people's lives without engaging so they don't know that you're watching them, that's kind of like stalking.
Only in the strictest sense. I might be a bit of a lurker myself.
You always have a good reason. Besides, Emma couldn't even lurk very well. She has no friends linked to her account.
Ethan types on the keyboard.
There it is.
There what is?
You'll be pleased to know. You were right to call me. This page is definitely a fake.
Really? How can you tell?
The most obvious tell is the corruption in the metadata.
Metadata?
Yeah, someone hacked into the mainframe and edited the code to make the page look older than it is.
How old is it?
Can't quite tell exactly, but the metadata shows this calendar year.
Can you trace it back to its creator?
The IP address it originated from keeps changing. Another classic trick. No, I can't trace it right now. But I can tell you who made the page.
Who?
Only the most notorious hacker of the modern era. That's his signature. You know, kind of like how artists sign their paintings. We all like to be recognized for our work.
That's not the answer I expected you to give me. Can you track them down?
I don't know.
Ethan, I've never heard you unsure about anything computer-related.
I like a challenge.
Great.
Ethan begins typing intently. Haley watches.
This is gonna take a lot of serious effort, Haley, so...
Oh. Okay, as soon as you can.
Yeah, of course.
Outside, Haley talks on her cell.
Danny, and the social media page is fake. I have it on the best of authority. Whoever faked the page is trying to stop us from looking for Emma.
It is suspicious.
A fake page shows up on the internet the day after I was searching online for her. Someone knows we're looking for Emma. And whoever that is knows something about where she is and what happened to her.
It could have been anyone, Haley. Clyde posted on the reunion page, which has 300 followers.
He said the police are looking for her. Probably not the best choice of words. Haley?
Haley glances at the forest across the street.
Haley, can you hear me?
Haley?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know, Danny, if someone went to this much trouble to try to throw us off, then I can't help but fear the worst.
Haley gets into her car. Nearby a lake.
So peaceful here.
It was the perfect place to spread Will's ashes.
You haven't been here since, have you?
Intentionally. I miss him, Haley.
Me too.
You know, when he was a teenager, he'd babysit me sometimes. We'd watch scary movies I wasn't supposed to watch. I begged him to let me, even though we both knew they'd give me bad dreams.
He was such a softie when it came to you.
He always felt so guilty. And then I'd feel bad for making him feel bad.
And that would make him feel worse.
So much that he built a tent in my room with bed sheets. We'd both spend the night in there. He never snuck out after I fell asleep either.
He protected you.
Which is why I always felt like I failed him. I couldn't protect him. I know it's irrational.
Feelings often are.
I need to solve this case, Haley.
I know. Me too.
How'd you know I was here anyway?
Monty told me. She also told me that you slept in the conference room last night.
I re-interviewed everyone I could. No one had anything to add to their original statements. I rechecked surveillance footage. Nothing. I didn't really expect to find anything. But I guess I was hoping to. More than I thought I was.
Annie, it's not your fault Will's killer hasn't been caught.
How can it not be? Will's death is the whole reason I became a cop.
I know. It's the reason I became a prosecutor. So, what do you think about the possible connection between Emma's disappearance and what happened to Will?
Have you found anything connecting them?
No.
No luck with the social media hacker?
Not yet, but Ethan's all over it. I have faith.
I worry about that kid. He's too smart for his own good.
Danny, he's hardly a kid anymore.
All the more reason to worry.
Let's get out of here. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Doesn't know exactly what to say.
Later, they join Monty at the police station board.
We got back the attendance records from the university insofar as they exist. Nothing for Emma past February 16th.
Well, not going to class isn't proof of anything.
Well, she didn't officially withdraw, that doesn't mean anything either.
What about the email she sent her sister?
Apparently the university disables all undergraduate emails after senior year. They're looking into the archives.
So that's no help.
But they did tell me that they had a lot of problems with security in those days. Email was fairly new, so it was easy to figure out someone else's information. The default password was just a student number.
And our student numbers were printed on everything.
Then the email could have easily been sent by someone else. Likely someone she knew.
So, there's of course Brad. Heartbreak can easily be a motive.
And he's the one who conveniently found her on the internet.
That's a good point. But Vivian's motivation is arguably stronger. Jealousy can make people do things they ordinarily wouldn't.
What about someone outside your circle? What was Emma into in college?
The newspaper.
Well, journalists are often targets. Who was the editor back then?
Can't be that hard to figure out.
Later, Haley and Danny approach a landscaper.
Tom Rakonski?
That's me. Look, I don't mean to rush you, but the client's coming by. 20 minutes.
This won't take long. I'm Detective Morgan. This is Haley Dean. Just need to ask you a few questions.
Shoot.
Are you the editor at the Atlanta State paper?
In my senior year, yes.
I went there, too. I was friends with Emma Harper.
Emma. Right.
Was she working on anything at the time?
That's a long time ago. Why are you asking?
Have you heard from her since college?
No, I don't keep in touch with anyone.
Not even on social media?
No, I didn't get into that. I don't really care what my kindergarten classmates are up to these days.
So you're a landscaper?
Yeah. We do everything from entire garden design to maintenance. You know, I'd be happy to stop by, give you an estimate.
No, thanks. I just would have expected you to pursue journalism as a career.
Well, it turns out that wasn't what I wanted, but you know, I'm happy doing this. Anyway, I've got work to do, so.
Tom walks off.
He is not happy. I don't care what he says.
Even I could tell that.
I mean, I got the sense that he did not want to talk about college, as though there was some painful memory he was trying to ignore.
To do with Emma, I'm betting.
Probably. When you brought it up, he got defensive. His posture completely changed. He closed off. He only relaxed when he was trying to sell me on his landscape company.
Then you think he does remember the story?
I can't say for sure, but there is definitely something from that time that he would rather forget.
They get into Danny's car. At the station, Monty watches Nancy Grace.
Police being extremely tight-lipped in the Will Morgan murder case, and that can mean one thing only. The cops are onto you. You can run, but you can't hide. True.
Well, Nancy Grace is really paying attention to this case.
We can use all the help we can get. Any luck?
Not really.
Well, I've had some. Atlanta State recently digitized all their back issues. I've got everything from Emma's time in the newspaper.
It's still 4 years worth of issues.
I'll do it. I was there. Be my guest. You're welcome.
Haley and Jonas eat takeout.
Last egg roll?
It's all yours.
Thanks for bringing dinner.
It's the least I could do for making you look through back issues of my old college newspaper.
It's giving me flashbacks of green beer and random purple punch parties. I do not miss college.
Oh, Jonas, college had more to offer than that.
Well, I'd love to say you're right, but my fraternity would strongly disagree.
You were in a frat.
I was. Didn't you pledge?
I don't think sorority life was for me. I lived off campus with my parents, and I spent all of my time at the library or at Will's baseball games.
And when did you meet Will? Or is that too weird to ask?
I'm asking my current boyfriend to help me find a friend who may have something to do with my fiancé's murder, so no, not too weird.
I know you don't like to talk about Will.
I don't want to run away from the memories anymore. Especially not with you. I met Will in the registration line the first day of welcome week freshman year.
And you started dating right away?
That weekend was our first date. We never looked back.
He was your first love.
He was. And for a long time, I thought he would be my only.
I felt the same way about my wife.
Jonas reaches out and touches Haley's hand. Jonas returns to his laptop.
Well, Emma certainly writes a lot of articles, mostly about school politics or funding issues. Serious subjects.
She wanted to change the world.
Well, didn't they all?
Haley finds an article.
I remember this. The new student center was a really big deal the whole time I was there, and then they didn't start construction until my senior year.
What was the problem?
Fundraising, and then all of a sudden they hired a firm and broke ground.
It's right here in this article. That Emma didn't write, by the way. An unnamed company donated materials to help build the student center within the university's budget.
Written by Judith Capriali.
Wait, I know that name. Isn't she a reporter with the Atlanta Star?
Haley ponders. Daytime. Haley and Fincher enter a newspaper office and approach reception.
Judith Capriali? Just appreciate you letting me drag you around looking for someone who might not even be missing.
Hey, I know what a big deal it is for you to be back in your college years. If finding Emma helps you find Will's killer, I'm all in on finding her.
Haley Dean. Oh, hi, Judith. This is Fincher Garland. He's an investigator with the district attorney.
I don't have a lot of time, deadlines and such, but would you mind joining me in my office?
Great.
Sure.
So I was surprised to get your call, Haley. You are notorious for refusing to give interviews.
You mean when I was a prosecutor? It was a long time ago, and I'm not being interviewed.
So what can I do for you?
I'm looking for Emma Harper.
Emma? I haven't thought of her in years.
Do you remember the last time you saw her?
Must have been senior year.
So you don't keep in touch?
No, not since then. We had a bit of a rivalry back then. Who was going to be the best reporter, get the biggest scoop?
That sounds like Emma.
Do you know if Emma was working on another story at the time?
Probably. But I do remember her and Tom having a big blowout.
Tom Rakonski.
Yes, he refused to publish a story of hers, but I can't recall what.
When did this happen?
Winter, I think. Why are you asking about all this stuff from back then? Emma went to France. She must still be there.
I don't remember her mentioning wanting to go to France. Did you know about that?
Not until her cousin told me.
Her cousin?
Yeah. I went by her place, and he was there packing up all her stuff to ship to France.
And that didn't seem weird to you?
Well, he had a key, and he knew about the paper. Why? You think maybe he wasn't her cousin?
Haley and Danny with Olivia.
Yeah, I have a second cousin, but we're not close, though.
Does he live here in Atlanta?
No, he lives in Vancouver. Why?
Was he here back when Emma and I were in college?
I doubt it.
He was seen packing up Emma's room.
I don't think so. He just graduated from college. He would have been a kid then.
Haley and Danny exchanged glances. Police station.
You can assume whoever was pretending to be Emma's cousin likely knows the truth about what happened to her.
So someone wanted Emma to disappear, sent an email off to her sister, packed up her stuff. No loose ends.
Well, there's another possibility. What if Emma made herself disappear?
Because of a story?
Maybe. Someone was after her. She might have needed to get away. Changed her name. Everything.
I guess that's possible.
Either way, we need to know why. We need to know what that story was about.
With Tom.
Why are you asking me about ancient history?
Just answer the question. Did you or did you not quash Emma's story?
Yes.
Why?
I was asked.
By who?
The university president.
Is that the real reason you left journalism?
It just wasn't for me. If anything, it gave me a chance to do something else.
What was the story about?
I don't know.
If you don't know what the story was about, how did the university president?
I don't know that either, but if you think something happened to Emma, you should talk to that crazy brunette girl.
What crazy brunette?
She showed up just after I told Emma her story was toast. I mean, I just got an earful from Emma. The last thing I needed was some random girl screaming at me that she was going to kill Emma because of some guy. I packed up my desk right then and there.
Was she in any of these photos?
Danny hands Tom a stack of photos. Tom flips to a photo of Vivian.
Yeah, I think that's her. And if anyone had it in for Emma, it was definitely that girl. I think her name was Vivian.
Elsewhere.
You sure she's here?
I know Vivian well enough to know that she does not miss her 1 o'clock yoga class, not even when she has the flu.
Dedication.
You could call it that.
Haley and Danny enter a yoga studio. Vivian walks down the stairs with colleagues.
Vivian.
Hey, Danny. Haley. What's up?
I remember Emma Harper, right?
You got the police involved. Don't they have better things to do than look for people who don't deserve to be found?
We all deserve to be found, Vivian.
What do you need, detective? I have a lunch meeting to get to.
Did you threaten to kill Emma?
What are you talking about?
Just answer the question.
Of course not.
We have a witness who says otherwise.
I mean, maybe I said something once. I don't remember.
Well, you told me that Emma leaving was the best thing that ever happened to you.
It was.
So maybe you helped that along a little.
You think I did something to Emma?
Did you?
Of course not. Emma had Brad. She won that internship. Her life was perfect, but it's not my fault she didn't appreciate it.
What internship?
To the Atlanta Star. It was a big deal, I guess. Career maker. It was all Brad talked about for a while, that Emma never would have walked out on that internship if it wasn't for him. Are we done here?
Outside.
Vivian didn't seem worried about the questions.
She's smart, Danny. She knows better than to pretend she liked Emma or cared about what happened to her.
And because you'll see right through her.
Or her motive is so obvious she can't deny it. She didn't actually answer your question.
And by not answering, she didn't lie.
Exactly. Smart.
Danny checks his phone, then answers. Monty sits at her desk.
Hey, what's up, Monty?
Yeah, I tracked down that internship that Emma won.
Turns out that when she disappeared, it went to the runner-up, a Judith Caprielli.
Who is now a reporter with the Atlanta Star.
Where she didn't show up for work today. She called in sick.
She wasn't sick when I talked to her.
I'll send a uniform to her house to verify.
Already done. She isn't there either.
Do you think she's running because I showed up asking questions?
Sure looks that way.
I'll put out an APB.
Okay, thanks, Monty. I'll see you in a few.
I've got to get back to the office.
I'll let you know when I find her.
Haley alone in a parking lot.
Hey, Sabrina. It's me. I was going to pick up some food. Call me back and let me know what you want.
Haley hangs up and begins texting. She freezes, glancing around. She begins cautiously walking. She pauses again, looking around. She quickly gets into her car and closes the door. She looks around behind her car, then exhales. Later, Danny sits at his desk on his phone.
So the president of Atlanta State, who made Tom quash Emma's story, died a few years ago. I spoke to his secretary, but she had no idea what I was talking about.
Another secret lost to time. Any luck on Judith?
She hasn't shown up at the office or her house, so nothing yet. Hey, don't let your food get cold. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Haley joins Fincher.
No word on why Emma's story was thrown out.
And I'm guessing no word on what it was about either.
Or how the president found out about it.
What about the reporter?
Judith? She's still in the wind.
Think she looks good for it?
She didn't tell me that she got Emma's internship.
She lied to you about anything else?
I didn't think so at the time, but I don't know anymore.
What's going on with you? You never second-guess yourself.
I just feel like I'm too close to this case. It's clouding my judgment.
Well, your gut won't lie to you, even if you wanted to.
My gut's not really talking to me right now.
Sorry, one second.
Fincher answers his cell.
Hey, Megan. Yeah, sorry, I won't be able to meet up for coffee today. Yeah, work's real busy. Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
It's too bad you're so busy. I was going to bribe you with cheesecake to go to Judith's house.
Oh, I actually have the afternoon off.
Oh, so you're avoiding Megan.
Hmm? You said something about cheesecake?
Haley's car pulls up to a suburban house and parks. She turns to Fincher in the passenger seat.
So, Megan.
I know I'm supposed to talk to her, but now she wants to do a vegan cooking class.
Well, you could stand to introduce some vegetables into your diet.
I doubt that. Plus, you know I don't cook, girl. I barbecue.
So, Fincher, I think you have two choices here. Either you can embrace these new experiences and do your best to enjoy them with your new girlfriend.
Whoa, easy on the G word.
Or you can be honest with her.
Is there a third option?
No. We can practice right now. I do this with my patients all the time.
Oh, no. That's way too embarrassing, Haley. Mm.
I just saw you inhale an entire cheesecake in under a minute.
Not embarrassed about that, actually. Quite proud of it.
Give it a shot. I know it will help.
You're not going to let up on this, are you?
Nope.
All right. Fine. Megan?
Wait.
Across the street, Judith walks briskly to her car.
That's Judith.
Ooh, that is Judith. Danny. Yeah. Hey, we got Judith.
Judith's car pulls away. Haley makes a U-turn and follows. Later, Haley parks her car at a secluded parking lot. Haley and Fincher get out and peer down a back alley. Judith hands a wad of money to a man with long hair.
Something's going on.
Deal's going down. That's a lot of money.
Judith.
Haley?
The man runs off.
Were you following me?
Did I interrupt something?
I'm undercover.
Oh. Well, these two fine gentlemen are going to take you for a little ride.
Two cops approach.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry about that.
Haley Dean.
Interview room.
You talked to that man you were meeting in the alley. He's a drug dealer. You were seen giving him money.
Yes, I was buying drugs.
Most people don't volunteer that so quickly.
I'm a journalist. I'm writing a story on the supply chain. That dealer was my ticket up the ladder. Months of work, gone in seconds.
Yeah, it's still illegal to buy drugs on the street, no matter the reason.
I'll share my investigation with your vice squad. But that's not why I'm here, is it?
You want an internship in college to the Atlanta Star.
Yes.
An internship that was previously awarded to Emma Harper.
Is that why I'm here? Because of an internship?
An opportunity like that can make a career.
What are you implying?
Ambition is a powerful motive.
Did you find Emma's body or something?
Why would you assume she's dead?
You're talking like she is.
We don't know. We can't find her.
Did you ask her cousin?
Her second cousin, who lives in Vancouver and was only a child at the time?
No, that's impossible. I saw him. He's tall with light brown hair.
Haley watches the interview on a monitor. Danny stands and exits the room. Haley approaches Danny.
I'm not getting anywhere.
I know. She's telling the truth.
Well, she doesn't know anything.
I'm not so sure about that.
Haley enters the interview room with Danny and sits. Haley hands Judith the pencil sketch of Will's shooter.
Where did you get this?
You recognize him, don't you?
Who is he, Judith?
This is him. This is the man that was cleaning out Emma's room. The man that said he was Emma's cousin.
food truck.
So the same man who was seen packing up Emma's stuff after she disappeared is the same man who shot Will.
That's confirmation. Emma's disappearance is connected to Will's murder.
I almost can't believe it.
One of the cops couldn't figure out this case back then. They were working a completely different crime.
No, they weren't even looking for her. Never mind trying to connect her disappearance to Will. But the thing I don't understand is why that gun was pointed at me.
Maybe you knew something about what got Emma in trouble, or you were asking too many questions once Emma was gone?
I didn't know anything, that's for sure. And I don't remember asking questions. Besides, a college senior asking questions doesn't seem like a legitimate threat.
You may not have been Haley Dean, prosecutor turned therapist back then, but you were still Haley Dean.
What does that mean?
It means nothing can stop you from finding the truth. That kind of determination can't be taught, Haley. You were born this way. And I'm guessing whoever wanted to stop you knew it.
At the police station.
You always know when we need sustenance.
It's my sixth sense. Where there is hunger, I will feed it.
It's from hanging out with Fincher so much.
You're probably right.
So it turns out that Judith and Emma shared a computer at the paper. These are all of Judith's old floppy disks.
Wow, that's a blast from the past. Can we even open those?
Yeah, I got a disk drive from a friend in forensics. Let's find out.
Ooh.
Haley, Danny, and Monty on laptops.
I had no idea Emma was such a thorough reporter. And there's a mountain of research here. Statistics? It was just a college newspaper.
Now you know why she won that internship.
There's a whole folder on the student center.
It was a really big deal at the time.
It looks like there were several bidders for the project, but the winner was significantly more expensive than the rest of them.
Well, I would imagine a lot of factors go into a decision like that.
Still, the most expensive seems like a strange choice for an institution like a university.
And according to this accounting ledger, this company made a large profit off of the build. Emma found evidence of several large payouts. I can track the accounts, but there's one that she noted in particular. $100,000 paid directly to the president of the university himself.
He was bribed. That explains why the highest bid won the contract and why he wanted the story shut down.
How did Emma get all this?
We might never find out, but I think we can safely say this is the story she was working on. If this ever got out, it would have been a big scandal.
And a big lawsuit. Everyone involved would have been dragged through the courts.
This is a huge story. Emma held the reputation of the university and the construction company in her hands.
What's the name of the company?
Hold on.
Monty types on her laptop.
It's a local firm, Stenson Construction.
Stenson Construction?
Yeah.
That's Brad's family company.
At a job site.
This plus two other loads into the warehouse. Yes, my dad was on the student center job.
Did Emma know that?
Probably.
Why don't you work for your family's company?
I don't know what my career choices have to do with anything.
You remember that Emma worked for the school newspaper?
Sure. Job meant a lot to her.
So then you must have known about the story she was working on at the time you guys broke up. It was a big one.
I don't remember if I do.
It was about your family, Brad.
No, it wasn't.
Is that what you guys were fighting about at the lake house that night?
I told you what that fight was about.
Well, maybe it was about more than Vivian. Maybe there was something else that was coming between you two.
I told you everything I know. I have to get back to work.
Brad walks off. Brad glances as Haley and Danny walk back to their car. They enter a warehouse garage.
I just feel like he's hiding something from us.
I'm getting a subpoena for Stenson's records. They have an army of lawyers, but what evidence we already have should be enough to convince a judge.
Hey, I just talked to Brad. He said that you accused him of harming Emma?
Well, sorry, Clyde, we're just following the evidence.
Did he tell you that he had a fight with Emma that night at the lake house?
Look, all I know about that is he was with Emma before and then with Vivian directly after. I mean, I didn't ask and he didn't volunteer.
Do you remember anything about the student center?
No, why?
Did Brad ever tell you about his family's involvement?
No, and look, all we talked about back then was baseball. Okay, I've known Brad my whole life. He'd never harm a fly.
Normally I would agree with you, but anyone's capable of anything with the right motivation.
Haley walks outside with Fincher. They hold coffee cups.
Brad, wasn't he one of Will's best friends?
Yes.
It's gotta be hard on you.
Well, it's not where I expected the trail to lead, that's for sure.
What did you expect?
I honestly don't know, but not back to my group of friends. I mean, we were all so tight, I thought I knew them so well.
You know, it's one thing my job as an investigator has taught me is that you can't really ever know anyone.
That's cynical.
Can't argue against it.
I think I know you.
You think you know what I would do in any given situation?
Absolutely.
Okay. What would I do if all the food trucks in the city were suddenly banned?
Wow. He You went straight to the apocalypse.
Most extreme thing I could think of.
Okay. Well, you would obviously exhaust all legal means first.
Obviously. But if they failed?
Then you would organize a black market of underground food trucks on a clandestine schedule with rigorous security and multiple fail-safes.
You really think I would do all that?
Pinch your please.
Okay, you do know me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know me.
But I obviously don't know Brad.
You can't stop people from doing bad things, Haley.
No, but I can stop them from doing it again.
Haley jogs on a forest path. She answers a phone call from Jonas.
Hey, mind reader.
Mind reader? Were you thinking about me again?
I was going to call to see if you wanted to come over for dinner. I can pick up a pizza on my way home.
Oh, so you're out for a run. That explains the shortness of breath.
Oh, right. I should have led with that.
A dirt bike rider wearing a helmet clips Haley. She falls down a short cliff to the ground below. The rider returns to look at Haley, lying unconscious, then rides off.
Haley? What's going on? Haley, talk to me. Haley! Haley!
Haley sits on her couch.
Thank you for picking me up from the hospital, Jonas, but you really don't need to fuss.
I do need to fuss. You hit your head and you might have a concussion. You have to take it easy for the next 24 hours minimum.
I will.
And by easy, I mean no more looking for missing women and no getting knocked over by potential killers.
Jonas.
Don't Jonas me. You have to promise you'll do what I say. Doctor's orders.
I promise. Wish I had seen his face.
Danny's getting the security footage from the area. He thinks he might be able to track the biker's movements.
This has to be about Emma. I must be getting close.
I'm not starting this conversation with you, Haley. No computers. No phones either. Just rest, okay? I'll be back to check on you later.
Jonas kisses her cheek. She holds a mug in her lap as he walks off. As the sun sets behind the downtown buildings, Haley enters her office.
Hey!
Haley passes Sabrina without turning.
You're supposed to be at home recuperating.
I've been sitting at home all day.
But coming into the office wasn't an option. You need to go home. I'm texting Fincher and telling him to come pick you up.
Sabrina, I can't just stop.
This isn't about stopping, Haley. It's about a mandatory pause.
I just feel like there's something right in front of my face, but I can't make it out.
Well, it is possible that it's your subconscious trying to tell you something. Maybe a suppressed memory?
I don't think so. This is more of a feeling.
Well, the fact that you were just attacked means that you're about to expose someone who doesn't want something known.
Maybe I'm just not seeing it. And some people are better at hiding their emotions than others. And I'm not always objective.
No, just 99% of the time.
I prosecuted a case early in my career. A man was killed, and he left behind a grieving fiancé. I put the wrong person on trial before realizing the fiancé was the killer. She lied to me for weeks. And I almost didn't see it until it was too late.
You thought she was a victim just like you were.
My perspective was clouded by my emotions.
But you did catch her in the end.
I'm just afraid I might be having the same problem now.
Nighttime, in Fincher's car.
You're lucky Sabrina texted me and not Jonas.
I know. Jonas is gonna kill me.
As long as he doesn't find out.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, as long as you stay home and rest.
Not you two.
Look, I can come over and hang out with you for a while, if you like.
Yes, please.
All right, get a movie?
Nope. No TV, no computer. Not until I get the all clear. Dr. Jonas made me promise.
Dr. Jonas is no fun.
Tell me about it. Speaking of better halves, how was vegan cooking class?
Fincher nods.
You didn't go?
No.
And you didn't tell her why?
I may have said I had a stomach bug.
Fincher, Megan likes you. And she's doing exactly what you're doing. Trying to make sure that you like her too by desperately searching for common ground. The sooner you two have an honest conversation, the sooner you will get back to the ease that attracted you both to each other.
You know, hanging out with you used to be fun.
And it will be again, once you talk to Megan, which you can do right after you drop me off.
Oh, no. I am hanging out with you.
Okay.
Taking care of you.
Okay. Listen, if you promise to talk to Megan, I will promise to stay home and rest.
That is blackmail, young lady.
More like negotiation.
Once a lawyer, always a lawyer.
Haley answers her cell.
You're on speaker with me and Fincher.
We found a nearby witness who saw the rider get into a red pickup truck. We're looking through security footage to get a plate number.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, one more thing.
We got the financial records from Stenson Construction. All the financials for the student center were run through a company called Arcand International.
Arcand International?
Yeah, it looks like a shell corporation that was formed only for the student center job.
That ledger with the bribes was all from Arcand's account.
Does it belong to Stenson Construction?
That's the logical assumption.
We're tracking it down, but it's registered offshore to another shell corporation, so you can see what we're up against. But the forensics accountants are working on it.
Well, keep me posted.
Will do.
Haley hangs up.
You know, I'm going to take this to the DA. I think it's time we started an investigation of our own.
At home, Haley looks at several photos. She arranges the photos on her dining table. She places down a printout of the Student Center article. She labels all the photos with sticky notes. The pencil sketch of Will's shooter sits nearby. She writes Stenson Construction and Arcand Construction on two additional notes. She ponders the entire table of photos, documents, and notes. She makes a note in a notebook. Clyde enters her house.
Oh. Clyde, you scared me.
I'm sorry. The door was unlocked.
He hands her flowers.
First Swiss chocolate and now flowers.
Wow. You have been busy.
Don't yell at me, too.
Now, why would I yell at you?
I'm supposed to be resting.
Well, I think for you, work is resting.
You're not wrong.
How are you? Physically, I mean. Danny told me what happened.
Oh, I feel fine. Really.
Haley, I'm scared for you. I can't imagine what it's like being in your shoes right now.
It's a bit more than I expected, I'll admit, but I have no choice. I have to see this thing through. I have to find Will's killer.
And what will you do?
That's not something I want to talk about right now.
Hey, look. I know you want to catch this guy. We all do. But I have already lost one friend to senseless violence. And I don't want to lose another.
I know.
Haley nods, then glances at the pencil sketch. Daytime. Jonas checks Haley's eyes with a small flashlight.
House call. You feel so special.
You're special to me.
It's nice having my own personal physician.
It doesn't work on warm bodies very often, so don't think it's going to become a thing.
So what's the verdict?
Well, you're not showing any signs of a concussion, so I'd say you're in the clear.
Haley checks her phone.
It's Danny.
I gotta go.
Hey.
You got an address for the rider?
Jonas leaves.
I'll be right there.
Haley stands and walks over to a cabinet. She removes a metal lockbox and carries it to the kitchen counter. She unlocks the box and removes a gun, loading a magazine. Elsewhere, Haley and Danny on a ranch, surrounded by cop cars.
Do you know who lives here?
It looks like it belongs to a man named Marcus Young. I don't think he's home, though.
I don't recognize that name. You sure he's the guy?
We found his truck. This is definitely the vehicle our witness saw him load his dirt bike onto.
Danny! Haley! Over here.
Haley and Danny approach Monty in a large barn.
Look what we found.
Monty uncovers a dirt bike.
Is this the dirt bike that ran you off the path?
It definitely could be.
Let's get forensics in here to sample the dirt on the bicycle's tires and test it against Haley's running trail.
Got it.
Haley wanders toward the back of the barn. She pauses, standing outside a cubby. A man lies motionless in the hay.
Danny.
Danny approaches. A gun lies near the man's head. Danny kneels. Danny rolls the man over. Danny checks the man's wrist pulse.
He's dead.
That's him. That's the man who shot Will.
Haley stares at the dead man. Haley and Danny in the garage.
I should be happy, but I'm not.
Me either.
I didn't want to find him this way. You know, I wanted to bring him to justice properly.
We both did.
Behind them, paramedics lift a stretcher with the dead man into an ambulance.
Feel that well down?
No. Never. We still found him. You did everything right.
It doesn't feel that way.
I know.
Later, Haley returns to her car. Before she gets in, she notices a brook on the other side of a fence. She draws her gun and looks out. She turns and gets into her car. At the police station, Monty approaches the board with a photo. Haley and Danny sit nearby.
The victim's name is Marcus Young. At least that's one of his names. He's linked to a number of outstanding warrants for infractions for intimidation, threats, car theft, damage to property. It goes on.
No violent crimes.
Suspected but never charged. He's been off the radar for a long time, though. Since Will's shooting.
He went to ground after.
Well, makes sense. None of those other crimes are even close to murder. Not even assault. It's a big jump to murder.
And it's consistent with your statement. That he was shocked when the gun went off. He'd never killed before.
Except maybe Emma. Though now we may never know what really happened to her. Who was this guy?
Career criminal by all accounts.
Then it means that he was being paid to do the things that he did.
Including whatever he did to Emma and trying to kill me.
I'll check into his financials. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Why would he attack you now? To finish what he started all those years ago?
Yeah, I mean, why not do it before? It has to be because I was tracking down Emma.
Someone you've been talking to must have tipped him off. I'll check his phone record, see if there's a match.
Danny turns to his computer. Haley ponders the sketch in Marcus' photo. Haley and Fincher exit the station.
So I got the DA to open a case file near the student center. You're not gonna believe what I found.
Don't keep me in suspense.
The city inspector wasn't the only person to get paid off by Arcan International.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but the other person who did get paid off, Will. Tom Rakonski.
Tom the editor?
The very same.
Haley and Danny chat in a conference room.
The president of the university didn't tell him to quash the story. Whoever this Arcan company is did.
And set Tom up with a nice jump on life.
And his anger isn't at Emma, it's at himself. His disillusionment is because he allowed himself to be bought off.
So he was lying, just like you said.
And if Emma had taken the story off campus, he would have been exposed.
And become an accessory to Arcan's crimes.
Tom, in an interview room.
You lied to me, Tom.
No, I didn't.
You did? You said the president of the university told you to quash Emma's story. That's not true.
Why would I lie?
Maybe because you received a large payment from Arcan International to stop the story. Which we can prove.
Danny slides a document across the table to Tom. Tom looks at the document, then glances at Danny. Elsewhere, Haley watches on a computer.
Look, I was already thinking about leaving journalism.
I couldn't afford another degree. And then this guy shows up and offers me money to stop Emma's story. A lot of money.
And you didn't think twice.
I didn't grow up rich. Okay, university, it put me in serious debt. And this payment erased all of that. How could I turn it down?
You knew that Emma was going to take her story to a newspaper off campus.
That was just talk.
And if she did, the many illegal actions surrounding this...
Haley squints and rewinds the video footage.
That was just talk.
And if she did, the many illegal actions surrounding the student center would have been revealed, making you complicit in their attempted cover-up.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying that you had a real motive to shut Emma up.
I didn't touch her, I swear.
Danny pulls out a picture of Marcus.
You recognize this man?
Yeah, that's the guy who offered me the deal.
You been in touch with him lately?
No. I don't even know his name. I'm sorry that I took the money back then. I wish none of this would ever happen.
Haley rewinds again.
I'm sorry that I took the money back then. I wish none of this would ever happen.
Haley ponders. Later, Danny exits the room.
His regret is genuine. I believe he wishes he could go back and change things.
Well, that doesn't exonerate him by any means.
I get why Tom would have come after Emma, but I don't get why he would have come after me or have the wherewithal to hire someone. I don't remember meeting him at college. How would he have known about me?
So I still can't prove that Stenson Construction is behind Arcand International, but I did discover that the shell company that Arcand is registered to is associated with the construction of the new courthouse, which in turn is registered to yet another shell company.
Let me guess, which was also set up to funnel funds for another high-profile construction project?
We're trying to get the records for the projects, but I'm betting that we'll see a similar pattern of bribery.
We found a few complaints about Stenson Construction's practices over the years. I tried to follow up with some of the complainants, but none of them would talk to me.
They probably settled privately and signed non-disclosure agreements.
I wonder why Emma wouldn't.
She wasn't that kind of person. Brad had a lot to lose if that story ever came out. Probably more than Emma even knew.
And Vivian?
I mean, if she went to the newspaper office threatening to kill Emma, I believe that her infatuation with Brad was intense enough to want to protect him.
She would do what Brad couldn't, and take Brad for herself.
Let's ask her if it's true.
Vivian's interview.
Why am I here, exactly?
At the lake house that night. Did you and Emma talk about the article that she was working on?
Look, I already told Haley.
I don't know anything, and I barely remember.
You didn't know that she had damaging information about Brad's family.
Vivian glances at her fingernails. Haley cocks her head.
Did you tell Emma not to publish the article?
I don't remember.
Mondi takes a note. Vivian glances across the desk as she writes. Mondi hands Vivian a photo of Marcus.
Do you recognize this man?
No.
You've never seen him before.
Vivian looks at the photo again.
Never.
Haley and Danny remove their earphones.
Vivian shows no sign of lying. No nervousness, nothing.
Doesn't mean she wasn't behind all this.
No. And her aggressive reactions make it hard to know if she's being intentionally evasive or if she's just offended by being questioned.
But you're not feeling it.
My feelings haven't exactly been reliable on this case, Danny.
We still need something concrete, feelings or no feelings.
Mondi approaches.
Brad Stenson's here.
But Marcus's mugshot out of interrogation.
No, actually, leave it there. I want to see how he reacts when he thinks no one's watching.
Put him in interrogation one, thanks.
Mondi leans over the computer that Haley and Danny sit at. On the monitor, Brad enters the interview room. He sits. He glances at the photo of Marcus and picks it up. He places it face down on the table.
He recognizes Marcus. I'm sitting in.
Brad sits alone in the interview room. Danny and Haley enter and sit across from him.
Brad, I'm gonna level with you. Emma was working on a story that would have ruined your family.
How do you know that?
Emma had proof that they bribed the university president to win the student center job. And it looks like there were other bribes.
I don't have anything to say.
You wanted to protect your family, their business, your legacy. But Emma refused to bury the story. Maybe you didn't mean to hurt her.
I didn't.
It's time to tell the truth, Brad.
I don't work for my family because I don't like the way they do things. I refuse to be a part of it. And I didn't hurt Emma. I loved her.
Brad picks up the photo of Marcus, turns it right side up, and slides it over.
Do you know this man?
What's he got to do with anything?
This man ran Haley down.
He did?
He killed Will. And he had something to do with Emma.
What?
Look again, Brad.
No.
Then look at me.
Brad glances up at Haley.
Brad.
Brad ponders.
I'd like to call my lawyer.
Haley looks away. Fincher sits in his car snapping photos out of the windshield. Haley approaches with a coffee cup.
Fincher! You look like you could use a coffee.
Haley, you scared me half to death. How do you always know where I am when I'm on a stakeout?
Haley gets into his car.
I bugged your phone.
What?
I called your office, which used to be my office. I still have a friend or two there.
This isn't mochaccino.
Oh, sorry, wrong cup. You know, for such a food connoisseur, you should really appreciate the intensity of a straight-up espresso.
Why would I do that when I can drink chocolate and it's a completely socially acceptable way for me to start my day?
Since when did you care about being socially acceptable?
Since they started putting chocolate in coffee. A smile. I've seen precious few of those on your face these last few days.
I don't have a lot to smile about right now. Brad lawyered up.
What about Vivian?
She lawyered up too. So Will's murderer is dead. I may never know why he wanted to kill me, and we may never find out what really happened to Emma.
But you did, Haley. You found Will's killer.
Yes and no. Just, I've thought about this moment for so long. It never happened this way. But it doesn't matter. It's over.
Haley, don't try to lie to me.
I'm not.
Fincher stares at Haley.
I'm not lying to you, but I may be lying to myself.
Well, I know you're dying to hear what happened between me and Megan. So,
I am.
I told her how I was feeling, and it was very uncomfortable, and I didn't care for it one bit.
And?
She was relieved, like you said. Yeah, I said that I wasn't sure that I was interesting enough for her, you know, because she's a doctor and all, and she said she was afraid that she was interesting enough because of my exciting job as an investigator.
She didn't wait to get to know you.
I know, right? I don't need any more excitement in my life, not after I started hanging with you. And she said she felt the same way, too, like after coming home from a long day at the hospital.
So you guys watched a movie, ordered a pizza, and all was well with the world?
Not exactly. The vegan cooking classes were non-refundable.
Oh. Mm. Do tell.
Yeah, you know what? The food was surprisingly good. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't hate cooking it either. Who says change is such a bad thing?
Wow. I wish I had recorded that.
I'm glad you didn't.
Haley checks her phone.
Oh. Jonas finished the autopsy.
Haley and Danny at the morgue with Jonas.
Marcus Young was shot with the same gun that shot Will.
Criminal doesn't usually keep his murder weapon this many years. Suicide.
The evidence is consistent.
Why would a career criminal kill himself?
We were closing in on him, Haley.
But you said he knew that. How? And why didn't he run?
Well, maybe he was tired of running. Maybe he just couldn't live with himself anymore.
But the same gun? It's all a bit too neat, isn't it?
Is that what's bugging you?
And what about Brad?
We're tracking a burner phone that called Marcus the day he tried to run you over. As we can trace the location of that call, we can start to pin some concrete evidence on him.
I gotta get back to work.
Haley dashes out. Nighttime. Haley enters the computer bank. Ethan sits at a desk.
Haley, you read my mind. I was just about to call you.
Did you find the hacker?
I did.
Ethan, that's incredible.
I know. She thinks so, too.
She?
I know, right?
What did she tell you?
She says she doesn't know exactly who hired her, but she was paid by some company, Arcand International.
Arcand International. Is she sure?
Ethan types into a chat thread and receives a reply.
That's what the bank transfer said. She's laughing because she said it was all done in French and she didn't understand at first.
Did the transfer come from France?
No, Switzerland.
Haley ponders.
Thank you, Ethan.
She walks out.
Yeah.
At the station, Danny stands up from his desk and turns to Monty across from him.
I'm ready to call it a night, Monty.
Hang on. I just found something in Marcus's financial records. It looks like he was being paid a monthly fee of $10,000.
That's a lot of money. From who?
This corporate tax code looks familiar.
She receives a search result on her computer.
Marcus was being paid by Arcand International.
That's proof. Marcus was a hired killer. Arcand hired him to take care of Emma and Haley for some reason.
Which means that Marcus may pull the trigger, but...
Brad or his family was behind it.
Danny dials his cell.
Straight to voicemail. Our phone must be off.
This is Haley Dean. Please leave a message.
Hey, Haley, it's Danny. Give me a call back. We just found out something interesting.
We just got a ping from the burner phone that was used to call Marcus the day he died.
I didn't expect that with Brad in custody. Where is it?
Let me type in the coordinates. The lake house. Oh, my gosh.
Haley.
Danny dashes out.
Haley, call me back as soon as you can.
At night, Haley drives her car up to a suburban driveway. She parks. She reaches into her clove box and pulls out a gun. She gets out of the car, places the gun behind her back, and approaches the house. Haley enters the dark house. She stands in the foyer.
It's just you and me.
She walks into a parlor.
No one knows I'm here.
She walks into a kitchen.
I just want to talk.
She glances to a dark living room. A single desk lamp is on. A man sits in silhouette behind the lamp.
Hello, Haley.
Clyde?
What can I do for you?
Why?
You're gonna have to be a little bit more specific.
Don't play games. Not now.
Wow. I knew that this was inevitable. I've seen you go to the end of the earth for people you didn't even know. There's no way you were gonna let Will's death go.
I confided in you. And the whole time you were trying to throw me off track. Fake social media page? An attempt on my life?
Marcus was never a very good killer. He wasn't back then, and he's not now.
You hired Marcus.
I didn't have to. He already worked for my father. You know, Arcand International.
So that's why Brad recognized his picture. That's why he lawyered up. To protect you.
Oh, and I will reward him for that. He will be transferred to my new office overseas.
Let me guess. Switzerland. You were just there. You already do your banking there anyway.
Ah, I see. That's how you figured it out. You were always so clever.
You still haven't told me why.
Well, you already know why. Emma's story was going to expose me.
You?
Yes. Yes, me. I bribed the university president for the student center job for my family. I was about to graduate, and I figured that was a good time for me to step into my father's shoes.
Where is Emma?
Now listen, I did everything I could. I paid off her editor. I tried to reason with her. I tried to pay Emma. But she did not care who she brought down with her social justice warrior garbage.
You killed her?
She left me no choice!
Where is she?
Why does that matter?
Where is she?
She's out by the tree line. With a beautiful view for all of eternity.
You killed Emma. And then you killed Will.
That was never the intention. Will was my best friend. He wasn't supposed to die.
I know I was, but why?
You really want to know?
I think you owe me that.
Emma said that you knew everything.
I didn't know anything.
Well, of course I know that now. I knew that within a day of Will's death. But Emma, she was just trying to save herself. This is all a big misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding? You stole my life from me? You stole Will over a misunderstanding?
And I am sorry. Truly, I am. But what's done is done.
You're a monster.
I don't understand why you're getting so mad, Haley. Isn't this what you've always wanted? To confront Will's killer? Look, I might not have pulled the trigger myself, but believe me, a conversation with Marcus would not have been as satisfying.
I never wanted this.
Well, I could have killed you the minute you stepped foot on my property, but I didn't, and I'm giving you this gift. The gift of truth.
You had it all figured out, and you got away with it for all this time. If you had just stayed out of my life, I might never have known the truth. But some little part of you wanted me to know. Wanted me to be impressed. Wanted me to be afraid of you. You should know me better by now.
Haley draws her gun.
You asked me what I would do once I was face to face with Will's killer.
You're not gonna shoot me, Haley. Don't feel bad about it.
A car approaches outside and turns off the headlights. Danny gets out.
Some of us are just made differently.
Klein draws a gun. Haley fires.
Haley.
Danny toward the house. Haley stands, breathing heavily. Clyde lies motionless on the floor. Danny approaches the front door, gun drawn. Haley walks out onto the porch.
Haley, you all right?
Danny.
It's okay, I'm here. It's okay. Tell me what happened.
It was Clyde.
I know.
Clyde appears in the doorway.
Danny!
Clyde draws. Danny fires. Clyde falls to the ground. Clyde lies on the porch, eyes closed. Danny turns to Haley. Haley sits on a wooden chair overlooking a lake, covered in a blanket. Jonas approaches and sits across from her.
We found remains near the tree line consistent with Emma's height and age. I'll expedite the process so she can be laid to rest as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Jonas stands and kisses Haley on the head. He walks off toward a crime scene tent. Danny approaches Haley.
He's a lot like Will, you know.
In some ways.
I hope you can be happy now. I really want that for you.
I want that for you, too. You never told me how you found me here.
Our forensics accountant managed to track the inheritance of Arcand International through Clyde when his father died a couple years ago.
Clever.
Your cell went straight to voicemail, so we put an emergency trace on your phone.
I can't imagine what would have happened if you...
Doesn't matter what might have happened. All that matters is that you're okay. We can finally close Will's case.
It's so surreal.
No, I'm having the same feeling. I've carried the weight of Will's murder for so many years. I don't know how to live without it.
We'll figure it out.
I know this doesn't mean you won't keep coming to the police station asking for my help.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Just let me take a vacation first, okay?
No promises.
I'll be right back.
Danny stands and returns to the crime tent. Haley reveals the black and white photo from under her blanket of Will, smiling. She looks up at Danny, chatting with Jonas. She grins, her eyes wet. She removes the blanket and approaches Danny and Jonas.